the Iranian government, like all totalitarian regimes, follows a mechanism of divide and conquer. So basically, by persecuting any population, you're going to focus their attention on their own defense and their well-being. And so really, people will not be thinking of other people.
Dr. Kavian Malani is a practicing member of the Baha'i faith, a physician, and an advocate for human rights. When Malani was growing up in Iran, his father was killed by the regime because of his faith. Today, Malani draws on the Baha'i ideals to fight tyranny and to break the cycle of divide and conquer that is at the heart of all dangerous regimes, including the Nazi regime. Welcome to Voices on Antisemitism, a podcast series from the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum, made possible by generous support from the Elizabeth and Oliver Stanton Foundation. I'm Elisa Fishman. Every month, we invite a guest to reflect about the many ways that antisemitism and hatred influence our world today. From his office in Virginia, here's Dr. Kavian Malani.
The Baha'i faith began in 1844. It emerged from a background of Shi'i Islam, and it teaches equality of men and women, world peace, eliminating the extremes of wealth and poverty. So basically, a Baha'i has a very strong presence when it comes to social action and being involved in society and trying to help the plight of others. And part of my work on human rights comes from my experience as a Baha'i in Iran. The Baha'is in Iran are under economic stress. They're under legal duress. They're really like third-class citizens. And like the supreme leader has just really said that the Baha'is are to be avoided, that they're unholy. In school, Baha'is children can be put aside. Baha'i marriages are not recognized. So there's a lot of structural prejudice. The Baha'is in Iran are also open to all kinds of arbitrary arrests. Cases are fabricated with ease. And my first interaction, first exposure to that kind of violence was when our house was raided. My dad was a psychiatrist, successful, 39 years old. My brother and I were home when the door opened up, armed men came in the house, and they recognized that my dad and mom were not home. And I guess their target to come at that time. They began to push us around, go out of my dad's files. My brother began to cry. They pulled a revolver to his head and locked him in the bathroom. I called my mom. And my mom said, don't move, guys, we're coming. By the time they got there, these guys had already packed the car and left. That year, my dad was elected to serve on the National Assembly of Iranian Baha'is. Baha'is don't have any clergy, so Baha'is appoint a democratic entity. And August 21st of 1981, those 9 people were taken to an unknown place, and we never heard of them again. The assumption is that they were tortured, threatened to recant their faith, to come out in public against the Baha'i and for the ideological position of the government, and face their execution, I'm sure, at some point after that. For us, it was hard. We lost our father. A lot of other family members were arrested. My mom actually was pregnant at the time that my dad was executed. And so this is kind of the situation of the Baha'is, this ongoing kind of struggles for the Iranian Baha'i community. If you think about, like for example, the Holocaust in Germany, what led to the set of circumstances that a bunch of people that actually had hundreds of years of Christian discourse and peace to basically let go of that and do what they did? In the case of the Iranian people, I think that what's happened is that the Iranian government is pushing these barriers down the people's throats. But after 30 years now, I think the Iranian population is saying, okay, these Baha'is could not have been that bad. But the Iranian government is not going to change its official policy. There's no way, because that is a existential question for them. I mean, if the Baha'is are allowed to exist, that means that they cannot exist. And so the Iranian government is pushing these barriers down the people's throats, but people are rejecting it. And I think the Baha'i ideals have won the day, basically, in this situation.
Voices on Antisemitism is a podcast series of the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum. Join us every month to hear a new perspective on the continuing threat of antisemitism in our world today. We would appreciate your feedback on this series. Please visit our website, www.ushmm.org.